Name Lord Jesus Christ, we will continuing with the book of Habakkuk.
感谢主哦，我们终于熬到了哈巴谷书的最后一节。
And thank God that we have tormented until the last verse of Habakkuk.
你们哦，你们我是不知道啦，我是很挣扎。
I don't know about you guys, but I'm really struggling here.
但是现在很放松了哦。
But now I'm a little bit relaxed.
因为我们还有40分钟。
And because we only have 40 minutes to go.
然后我们现在还在哈巴谷书第一章哦。
And we're still on Habakkuk chapter 1.
所以我相信我绝对可以把这40分钟用完啊。
So I truly believe that I could well spend this 40 minutes.
但是就像一开始跟大家做分享的。
But just like in the beginning when I was sharing with everyone.
其实哈巴谷书它的观念其实是非常简单的。
The book of Habakkuk's concept is actually very simple.
它跟约伯记一样。
And just like the book of Job.
到最后就是我的神绝不会犯错，就是这样子而已。
At the end, my God, the conclusion is my God will never make a mistake.
所以只要忍耐到底的必然看到神的亮光。
And whoever persevered to the end will see the bright light of God.
但是当你把约伯记跟哈巴谷书放在一起。
But when you put together a book of Job and Habakkuk,
你会突然发现说，为什么有的人要走这么久，走这么远，才能够走得出来。
And you realize that why does it people need to walk so long and far before walking out of it?
所以约伯记用了42章才学会这个功课。
And so the book of Job took about 42 chapters before learning this assignment.
而哈巴谷书三章，这哈巴谷就得到了答案。
And Habakkuk took 3 chapters before receiving its answers.
当然我们不是要在这里讲说哦，谁比较好，谁比较属灵，谁比较公义。
And of course, we're not here to talk about who is more righteous or spiritual.
因为这个并不是约伯跟哈巴谷的一个属灵竞争，一个比较，这不是哦。
This is not a figurative comparison between the book of Job and Habakkuk.
而是神用这两个观念非常类似的这个书卷来告诉我们。
But God had used these two very close scrolls to tell us.
说其实人生有时候你可以走得很漫长，而且走得很辛苦。
In life, sometimes you can walk very slowly and bitterly.
然后可能撞得满头包头破血流。
And you might be wounded with a bloody head.
也可以学着在简单当中顺服而听见他的声音。
Or where you can learn in a very simplistic ways and to be obedient and hear his voice.
所以我们上次有谈到在撒母耳记上第七章。
So we talked about 1 Samuel chapter 7.
他说以色列人用了20年才学会归向神。
And the Israelites took 20 years before learning how to return back to God.
虽然他们有大先知撒母耳。
Although they have the great prophet Samuel.
虽然他们有约柜的同在。
Although they have the abidance of the Ark of Covenant.
但是他们却经历了20年才完全的归向主。
But they still took through 20 years before belonging back to God.
但是其实并不需要这样。
But they not necessarily need to go through this.
这个事情或者是整个状况可以快很多，容易很多。
The whole matter could be sped up very quickly and easier.
例如在哈该书啊。
For example, in the book of Haggai.
你们不用翻了，可能也翻不到哈。
And you don't need to turn to it because you might not find it.
因为哈该书他们一开始是六月一号出问题。
And so it started in the sixth month, the first day when they had issues.
所以神责备他们是六月一号。
And so it's the sixth month on the first day when God rebuked them.
结果到六月24号，他们就征召大家要改变。
And on the 24th day, they realized that they have to make changes.
7月21，神说你们做得不错。
On the 7th month, the 21st day, God said that you've done well.
到了9月24， 神就悦纳了。
On the ninth month, 24th day, and God accepted.
所以从神的责备到神的悦纳，只经过三个月而已。
From God's rebuke to acceptance, it took a total of only 3 months.
所以人生信仰路，你也可以走的20年跌跌撞撞。
So in the life journey of men, you can take 20 years and scramble.
也可以三个月你就再一次得到神的恩典。
Or you can take 3 months and once again receive the grace of God.
其实神是不变的。
God will never change.
但是就看你什么时候愿意回头。
And depending on when do you want to return back to him.
好，那我们来看哈巴谷书啊。
And so let's turn to Habakkuk.
所以我们昨天有谈到哈巴谷书的第一次问答。
And we talked about the first question of Habakkuk.
我们来看哈巴谷书。
And let's turn to Habakkuk.
哈巴谷书的第一章。
Habakkuk chapter 1.
第一章的第二节
Habakkuk chapter 1 verse 2
这里说神啊我呼求你你不应允要到几时呢我因强暴哀求你你怎么还不拯救呢这是我们昨天讨论的第一个问题
This was our first discussion for the first question
人想要看到神的公义
And man wants to see the righteousness of God.
而且现在我马上就要看到。
And I want it immediately.
所以这就是人的心啊。
So this is the heart of man.
但是常常在社会上，在世界上，我们看不到公义。
But often in society or the world, we cannot see any righteousness.
欺负你的人，他出门不会被雷劈。
And the troublemaker, would not be struck by lightning.
那个占你便宜的人，他回家路上也没有被车撞。
Those that took advantage of you would not be struck by a car.
你看那些坏人，那些这些做恶事的，他们又富足又平安，好像没有什么问题呀。
You see the evil ones and the wicked ones, they have done many wrong things, but they live very peacefully.
所以，如果你只想要用你的眼睛看见世上的公义，你只会对。人跟神越来越失望。
So if you want to only see the righteous things with your eyes in this world, you'll be disappointed.
甚至觉得神不公义，我比神更公义啊。
And you feel that God is not unjust, and then I'm more just than God.
我们是不是常听到有人说，如果我是神，我就早就怎么样了？
Have we heard the statement that if I am God, this will happen?
其实这一句话都是笑话。
And they are all jokes.
应该讲说，如果我是神，我早就把像我这么坏的人给毁灭了。
And it should be like if I'm God, I'll be destroying the wicked person like myself.
因为如果我们是神啊，看到自己这副样子啊，越看越生气啊，所以我们不要以为自己真的有这么公义啊。
If we God we see ourselves being this way, and then we're very angry, and so we shouldn't expect God to be a certain way.
所以呢，你如果要站在人世间。你是看不到答案跟看不到公义的。
So if you want to stand on the world, you may not see the answers you're hoping for.
有时候你看明明很好的人，很善良，很温柔，为什么就是他得癌症
？And you will see sometime a person is very nice and gentle, why do they have cancer?
有时候你会看到有些信徒会这样子哦。
And some of the members are like this.
很好的信徒生病了。
And a really good member will be sick.
他们必须要面对一个最大的挑战
And so they have to face the greatest challenge.
就是为什么是我
And why is it I?
为什么发生在我身上
And why did this happen to me?
你看那个也不太来聚会啊那个常常聚会都在睡觉啊或者是每次都在滑手机为什么他都没事
And you see all the other members that fall asleep or surfing the web and how come there's nothing happening to them?
有时候会心里不平衡
Sometimes you feel unbalanced inside your heart.
所以只有在逐渐从为什么是我走出来的这种信心才会成长啊。
Only from the gradual state of why is it me, then and you can walk out from it, then this faith will grow.
所以我们昨天有谈到你要读诗篇的73篇。
And so we talked about that you have to read Psalm 73.
它的关键字在于进入神的圣所。
And some of the key words is to enter into the temple of God.
因为当你进入神的圣所，用不同的眼睛在看这个世界。
Once you enter the sanctuary of God, you will see the world with different eyes.
你可能感受就完全不一样啦。
And you would have a different feeling.
像我举一个例子哈。
I would give an example.
像我捏他。
And for example, I'm pinching him.
会不会痛？
还好啊。
那就是捏得不够大力嘛，哈。我捏他，他会痛。
And so if I pinch him, he'll feel pain.
如果我捏了以后转两圈呢
？And if I pinch it and twist it around a little bit,
是非常非常痛，对不对？
It's really really painful.
请问你几岁？
很老了。
五十有了吗？
六十五。
好，在他六十五岁的人生里面。
So in his 65 years old of time frame,
请问刚刚发生那两秒的痛很有意义吗
？And was that 2 seconds of pain really meaningful?
在当下现在有意义？就在当下向下现在记忆很深。
And so at this time, it's very memorable.
好痛啊，好苦啊，传道你好坏啊。
It's so painful, and why are you so bad, Pastor?
因为时间很短。
And because it's really short time.
所以你印象很深。
And so it's very impactful.
你把这个时间拉长。
If you prolong the time.
走到65年当中，这一件事情可能是根本不会在你记忆里面的事情。
And so within the 65 years, this might not remain in your memory.
为什么要讲这个
？Why am I saying this?
因为当我们走进圣所之后
，And after we walk into the sanctuary,
圣所里面所看的叫做永恒。
And so what we see in the sanctuary will be eternal.
所以当你进入永恒之中，
Once、
你现在这个叫做。至暂至清的苦楚。
And so once you enter into eternity, this is only a temporary painful state.
就是保罗在哥林多后书里面讲说，在这世界上至暂至清的苦楚，为我们成就那极重无比永远的荣耀。
And so that's why this is Paul saying that in this world that the only the temporary and very light load allow him to have eternal glory.
但是如果你走不进圣所。
But if you cannot walk in the sanctuary,
你看不到永恒跟灵魂。
You cannot see eternity with your soul.
你也看不到天国的奖赏跟盼望。
You cannot see the rewards of heaven and hope.
你这个痛苦就被放大了。
And so your painfulness will be amplified.
你就觉得人事不公啊，我非常愤怒啊，这个天地不仁啊，你就所有的情绪都上来了。
And you feel that everything in the world is unjust and this is not fair, and then you would have your emotions to arouse.
但是如果你跟保罗一样。
But if you're like Paul,
你已经看到将来为你预备那个永生的荣耀啊，跟冠冕。
And you have seen the eternal crown and glory that's prepared for you.
你就不会被现在当下的不公不义给抓住。
And you will not be divulging in this unrighteousness and unfairness.
而且当你进入神的圣所
，Once you enter into God's sanctuary,
你看见的是灵魂的归宿，就是你灵魂最后要去哪里。
And you will see where your soul will be returning back to.
当你看到神的公义在于。恶人要进入华地
，and you will see the righteousness of God, whether the wicked man will be on a slippery slope.
说他们在惊恐当中离开世间
，and in the in distrust and misunderstanding, they will leave this world.
在绝望当中进入永恒的黑暗
，and total despair, they will enter into eternal darkness.
这个叫做最大的公平啊
，and so this will be the greatest.Fairness.
好，那我们看回来哈巴谷书的第一章。
And let's return back to Habakkuk chapter one.
第五节
，verse five.
第五节说，神说你们要向列国中观看，大大惊奇，因为在你们的时候，我要行一件事，所有人告诉你们，你们总是不信。好，哈巴谷书第一章有两个主要的神的回答有两样啊。
And so Habakkuk chapter one, God has two answers.
第一个就是说。你要进入圣所才看得见。
One you must.
应该讲说，第一个他的问题是神什么时候
？And the first question is, what when by God? When is the time by of God?
第二个叫做什么方法
？And which way?
在这里神特别说，你们看到要惊奇，要不信啊。
And so God said that you have to be utterly astounded.
所以有时候我们一直在要神给我们答案 ，Tell me, give me， 我现在就要知道你要给我答案。
And so often we ask God for an immediate answer.
你确定你得到的答案是你想要的吗
？And are you sure the answer that you will receive is something that you want?
因为很多时候我们所谓的想要答案是
只想要我们要的答案。
And because many times the answers that we're looking for is the answer that we want and desire.
甚至神早就回答你了。
And so maybe God had answered you.
但是你不喜欢这个答案。
But you don't like the answer.
所以你就当作没有听见。
So you pretended that you haven't heard.
因为你所期望的不是神的答案。
Because this wasn't what you're hoping for.
你所期望的是神按照你心意给你的回答。
And you're hoping for an answer that your heart desires.
因为有时候你真正得到答案，你会后悔啊。
And because sometimes when you truly receive the answers, you will regret.
哈巴谷非常后悔啊。
So Habakkuk was really regretful. He was astounded.
他本来说，哎，恶人为什么不？
And he says, how come the wicked go unpunished?
神说会啊会啊会啊，加勒底人要来啦。
And God says that, yes, yes, the Chaldeans is coming.
哇，差点没有昏倒啊，加勒底那个那么可怕的国家来了还得了啊。
And so he almost fainted because the Chaldeans is such a horrific nation.
所以常常这是我们另外一个问题。
So often this is another question we have.
我们常常希望神要按照我们的心意来回答。
We're hoping that God can answer us based on our heart and will.
可是这里神怎么说？
But what did God say here?
他说你观看哦。
It says, look.
观看你就要惊奇。
And look, you should be utterly astounded.
你不敢相信啊，怎么会这个样子啊？
And you would not believe what you were told.
所以神的做法不见得是你愿意、你喜欢、你接受的。
And so the actions of God may not necessarily of something that you like.
曾经有一个信徒啊。
And we used to be a member.
有一个信徒他出了车祸。
And a member was in a car accident.
脚断掉了。
And he had a broken leg.
所以啊，脚断掉了就去看医生，医生就给他打石膏。
So with a broken leg, he went to see the doctor, and the doctor put him a cast on him.
打石膏很不舒服啊。
And so it felt really uncomfortable.
所以啊，有一天晚上啊。他就跟主耶稣祷告哦。
And so one night he started to pray to God.
他说主啊主啊主啊，这个很不舒服啊。
And he says, Lord, Lord, this is very uncomfortable.
所以这一阵子我都睡得不好啊。
And so I cannot fall asleep.
我向你虔诚的祷告。
And I will reverently pray to you.
求你让我今晚不要痛，可以好好的睡一觉啊。
And please allow me not to feel painful and have a good sleep.
结果呢，神有没有垂听？
And did God listen?
当然没有。
And of course not.
如果有，我就不会拿出来讲嘛。
And if God had listened to him, then I would not say it.
那一天晚上不但会痛，而且是有史以来痛的最严重的。
And that night, not only was he in such great pain, it was the most excruciating pain he ever felt.
不但睡不着，最后送急诊。
And not only he couldn't sleep, but he was brought into an emergency room.
这个不是他要的啊。
And so this was not something that he wanted.
他想要的是什么？
What does he want?
祷告啊，主啊，你让我不要痛啊，主让你让我好好的睡一觉，这是我们想要的。
And he prayed to God that not to give him any pain, but have a good sleep.
结果不但痛得很厉害，而且最后进急诊室。
So not only was he in such a painful state, but he was brought to the emergency room.
那医生也觉得很奇怪啊。
And so the doctor was wondering.
所以他们就把石膏把它切开。
And so they opened up this cast.
结果他们发现。
And they realized that he had a serious infection.
而且发炎很严重。
And he had a serious one.
他说，医生说，你要是再晚来，就要截肢了。
And the doctor said that if you came a little later, then we need to amputate you.
你再想想这个故事啊。
And think about the story.
如果神按照你所希望的来回应你，结果是什么？
If God had responded to you based on your request, then what would be the ultimate the result?
里面啊发炎很严重嘛，神说啊你要好好睡一觉，好不痛。
And so the infection will be very worse, and then okay, then suddenly God made you don't have any pain.
感谢主啊，我昨天睡得很好，今天截肢我也甘愿了，有吗？有这样的人吗？
And thank God that I slept very well, but today I'll be amputated. I'm very happy.
所以有时候神不给你你要的。
And so sometimes God wouldn't give you what you want.
因为神有更好的旨意，神有更重要的目标。
And because God would have more important instructions or goal.
那只是我们常常看不到。
And often this is not something that we can see.
所以当我们得不到，我们就会不高兴，就会生气，就会跟神吵闹。
So when we cannot receive, maybe we will be angry and fight with God.
就像这里的哈巴谷先知一样。
And just like Prophet Habakkuk here.
怎么会这样啊？
And why is this the case here?
好，那我们就继续来看第二章。
And we will continue to read chapter 2.
来，我们看哈巴谷书的啊，不对。
我们可以进第二章了吗？我看不行，还是第一章哦。
And so we cannot enter into chapter 2 yet. still one.
来，我们来看第二个问题呀。
And the second question.
第二个问题十二节。
Verse 12.
神说，先知说，主我的神啊，我的圣者啊，你不是亘古而有的吗？我们看第三节。
Verse 13.
你的眼目清洁，不看邪僻，不看奸恶，行诡诈，你为何看着不理？恶人吞灭比自己公义的，你为何静默不语呢？好，现在出了一个问题了。
And so now we have a problem.
就是先知在问说，现在加勒底人要来了。
So the prophet is asking the Chaldeans is coming.
但是啊，这个先知跟神说啊，这加勒底人比我们还坏耶。
And the prophet asked God that they are worse than us.
你为什么用一个比我们还坏的人来刑罚我们呢？
And why would you appoint somebody that's more even wicked than us to punish us?
所以第二章的第一节啊。
And so chapter 2 verse 1.
第二章第一节说，我要站在守望楼，站在望楼上观看。看神要对我说什么话，我要向他，我要用什么话向他申冤，向他诉冤啊。所以啊，先知在等神的回答。
And so the prophet is waiting for an answer from God.
在这里，神有给他几个答案
啊。And here God gave him a few answers.
我们看第二节。
And let's read verse 2.
他对我说，将这末世明明的写在板上，使读的人容易读，因为这末世有一定的时期。快要应验，并不虚谎。虽然延迟，还要等候，因为必然临到，不再迟延。第四节。
Verse 4.
加勒底人自高自大，心不正直，唯一人因信得生。好，这里是神给他的回答。
And here is the response from God.
说在这里这些回答里面，到底神要告诉先知什么事情
？So among all the answers, what does God really wanted to tell the prophet?
他在这里讲到一人得生啊。
And it says that the righteous will receive an answer.
什么意思？
And what does that mean?
这里告诉我们说，这跟你能不能得到帮助，跟加勒底人来是没有关系。
And so whether you receive assistance has nothing to do with the Chaldeans that's coming.
跟加勒底人是不是坏人也没有关系。
And has nothing to do whether they're more evil.
你如果是个义人
，So if you're a righteous person,
你如果有神可以依靠
，And if you can trust God,
不管是犹太人当中欺负你的恶人
，And doesn't matter whether this is some Jewish person that's picking on you,
还是最后来到那。让人畏惧的加勒底人
，with the Chaldeans that's coming that would frighten everybody，
都跟你没有关系呀。
Has nothing to do with you。
是犹太人欺负你也好，是加勒底人欺负你也好。
And so it doesn't matter whether the Jews or the Chaldeans picking on you。
其实对你来讲是没有任何的差别的。
To you has nothing to do with anything。
为什么？因为你是义人。
Why is because you're righteous man？
因为你有你的神。在看顾保护你
and you have your God that's protecting you and watch over you.
怎么样看顾保护你呢？
And how does he watch over you and protect you?
他也可能让你存活
and he may allow you to live.
也可能使你得着救恩、
or you can receive salvation.
这两个有什么不一样？
So what are the difference between the two?
一个是在患难当中没有死
and one you have not died in tribulation.
一个是死了但是仍然有盼望
and the second one is to die but you would have hope.
所以对一个义人来说
to a righteous person,
你对一个人来说
and to a person,
人早晚都要死。
And as man, you will die eventually.
就算加勒底人不来，有一天都要死的。
If the Chaldeans don't come, then one day you will still die.
但是义人他却有盼望。
And but righteous man would have hope.
祸患临到的时候，有神看顾，得以存活。
When trouble comes, God watches over them and they can live.
如果时间到了要离开。他们也有永恒的盼望。
When the time comes that they would to depart, they would have the hope of eternal life.
有时候我们常会看那个但以理书，但以理的三个朋友。
So often we will see the three friends of Daniel.
我们都好喜欢这个故事。
And we love the story.
我们觉得神的荣耀被彰显。
And we felt like the glory of God has been revealed.
哇，这被丢到火里啊，没有死，天使出现了啊，哈利路亚。
And they were thrown into the pit of fire, but they lived, and then an angel appears.
你们有没有想过一件事？
Have you thought, think about one thing?
如果圣经改变了一下它的记录，
if the Bible changed it's recording.
所带伊犁的三个朋友坚持绝对不向王的金像下拜。
And the three friends of Daniel made it very clear that they would not bow down to the statues of
the king. 结果国王非常的生气。
And so the king was very angry.
然后就把他们抓着，哇，丢到火窑里面。
And took them and throw into the fire furnace.
然后就进去就砰，然后就烧掉了。
And then they were burned.
你会当场昏倒，怎么这样？
And so will you faint right away and thinking why is this the case?
不应该是这个样子啊。
It shouldn't be the case.
啊，应该是有神迹啊，应该是有帮助啊，应该是哦什么什么神显大荣耀才对呀。
And there should be great miracles, and God will reveal their his strength.
这就是人的目光跟神的眼界的差别。
And so this is the difference between the eyesight of men and eyesight of man.So the eyesight of man really focuses on the later recording.
就是丢到火里没死，我们觉得这个才是重点。
And they were thrown into the fire but did not die. We felt that this is important.
但是我告诉你，其实在神眼中这一段一点都不重要。
But I'm telling you that in the eyes of God, this is very unimportant.
神最注重的是哪一点？
And so what does God care about?
是当他们勇敢地对国王说，尼布甲尼撒，不用问了，我们不需要回答你。
And so they bravely, told Nebuchadnezzar that I don't want to answer you.
他说啊，我们的神可以救我们，就算不救，我们也绝不拜你的金像。
And so our God can save us. Even if He doesn't save us, we will not worship your idols.
其实这个故事在这边就已经结束了。
And so the story ended here.
后面他是死是活，其实不是那么重要的。
And so later on, whether he died or lived, it's not irrelevant.
神有拯救，神没有拯救。他们的肉身的生命，其实这不是很要紧。
And whether God saves their physical life is unimportant.
所以很多时候我们在看圣经的时候，我们的着墨点，我们注重的地方其实是不对的。
And so often when we read the Bible, the point that we're focusing on is incorrect.
当他们喊出说急或不然，我们绝不拜你的金像。
And when they said out loudly that we would never worship your idol.
他们在神眼中已经活出了生命的价值，成为信仰上的勇士。
And they have lived out the values of their life and became the warrior.
所以他们的价值从来不是因为丢到火窑里没死，这个对他们对这个其实不是重要的。
So their value is not pertaining to not die in a fiery furnace.
而是在选择当中，他们绝不背弃他们的神。
But instead, while making selections, they would never go and disobey their God.
所以在这里神告诉在这里神告诉哈巴谷。
And so here God told Habakkuk.
他说啊，这一切最重要的一点是什么？
So what is the most important thing here?
一人必因信得神
啊。The righteous man shall live because of righteousness.
你是义人，你没有害怕，因为神与你同在。
You are the righteous. You are unafraid because God is with you.
所以加勒底人来了。
So the Chaldeans came.
把你杀了，哎，你有得救的盼望。
You were killed, but you have the hope of salvation.
如果没有把你杀了，你活下来，有神安排你的使命。
And so if they didn't kill you and you lived on, then God would have his plans for you.
所以保罗不是说保罗不是说那个。他说：“或生或死，我都是神的人，主的人吗？”
So didn't Paul say that whether live or die, he is still belongs to God?
保罗有一次讲啊。
And Paul had once said.
我在两难当中啊。
And he says, I'm between two difficulties.
我到底是要离世与耶稣与主同在，好的无比呢？
Should I pass away and be with Lord Jesus Christ at that wonderful land?
还是要留下来继续在这个世界上侍奉呢？
Or to remain behind and serve in this world?
有时候我们都希望活越久越好啊。
And sometimes we feel that we should live the longest possible.
很努力的运动，然后的注意饮食，希望个个活到180。
And so that we exercise and we really care about our diets and we're hoping to live to 180 years old.
希望活久一点，其实也没什么不对，也没什么不好啊。
But it's nothing wrong with that.
但是你看保罗怎么说啊？
And you can see what Paul says.
保罗说啊，如果让他选，他情愿回去与主同在啊。
And Paul said that if he can make a choice, then he'd rather be returned back with the Lord.
因为这叫做义人啊。
And this is called the righteous man.
因为对他来讲，他生命的目标就是回家。
And because the ultimate goal for his life is to return back home.
所以这里加勒底人来了。 把你杀了，哎，你回家了，那你会怕加勒底人吗？
And so even when the Chaldeans come and slaughter you, and but you end up going home, would you be afraid of them?
所以谁来对他是对义人是没有影响的。
So whoever comes, has no influences at all.
因为总有一天每一个人都要面对人生的结束。
Because one day every single person will face the consequences.
有的早，有的晚，但是都会结束。
Some may be earlier, some may be later, but it will all come to an end.
但是对一个义人来说。
And this is to a righteous man.
像保罗一样的人。
And so to people like Paul.
他搞不好觉得他觉得说早点回家更好。
And maybe he feels that it's better for him to go home earlier.
所以这里告诉我们说，当你的信心建立在神身上。当你拥有得救的把握，你是不会害怕死亡的。
And so here tells us that when you establish your faith on God, and then you have the hope of being saved, then you will not be afraid of death.
所以第一个讲到的是义人呐。
And so the first one we talked about is the righteous man.
啊，第二个，现在神来回答这个加勒底人呐。
And the second answer that God replied about Chaldeans.
啊，这里讲说加勒底人是，这个先知问神说，你为什么用这个？很坏的工具啊。
And so the prophet asked God, then why do you use this such a bad tool?
啊，这个对神来讲，这句话，这个问题也没有意义啊。
And so to God, this question was irrelevant as well.
因为工具只是使用。
And because tool is only meant for being used.
啊，但是有的工具却没有保存的价值。
And but some of the tools have no values of being preserved.
啊，士师记里面讲到参孙。
So in the book of Judges, he talked about Samson.
参孙曾经做了一个很大很大的神迹。
And so once he performed a great miracle.
我们都知道他拿了一根干掉的驴腮骨哦。
And we know that he took a jaw, one of the jawbones of the donkey.
结果就拿起来，空空空空，来打敲死了一千人呐。
And then see he slaughtered 1,000 men.
啊，那个游戏间那个打地鼠，你们有看过吗？
And just like, have you seen the game that was hitting the animal?
就这样。
Whack-a-mole.
Whack-a-mole.
Whack-a-mole. Okay.
结果就这样啊，被他拿一根驴腮骨。
So this with a jawbone.
就这样敲死了一千个人啊。
And he was able to slaughter 1,000 men.
可是圣经里面讲说，当他做完这件大事哦。
And the Bible says that after he completed this great task.
他说他就把驴腮骨一丢不要了。
And he threw the jawbone and abandoned it.
所以有些人在神眼中只是工具而已。
So some people in the eyes of God is only a tool.
神用你不代表神爱你哦，这两个完全不一样的事情哦。
And God use you doesn't mean that God loves you.
我们常常有一个问题啊，我们会把侍奉、事工跟灵性把它放在一起。
And often we will have a problem of placing servitude and spirituality together.
因为教会还安排我做圣工，代表我灵性还不错。
And because the church will arrange me to do holy work, that means my spirituality is still at a certain level.
因为我做圣工有果效，代表神一定与我同在。
And because there are effects of my holy work, that means I have the abidance of God.
我告诉你啊，它完全不是等号的。
And I'm telling you, this is not equal.
有的人只是工具，用完就抛掉了。
And some people are used like tool, and then once it's used, they will be abandoned.
神让你的工作有果效，不是因为你啊。
And God allows your work to be effective is not because of you.
可能是因为那些慕道朋友哦。
And maybe it's possible for the truth seekers.
你可能只是这个驴腮骨啊，用好了就把你扔掉了。
And you may very well be like the jawbone. After the things is completed, you'll be thrown out.
所以我们千万不要用这有这种观念说，因为我做圣工有结果，代表我灵性好，神与我同在。
So
不一定的。
We should not have this concept or thinking that because there are good effects with my holy work and I have the abidance of God, this may not necessarily be the case.
所以侍奉中要不断的检验自己的灵性，要检查自己的灵修功夫。
In servitude, you have to constantly re-examine your spirituality and your spiritual life.
啊，所以到最后，他们就是被抛掉。
And so at last they were thrown out.
啊，为什么他们被抛掉呢？
Why were they thrown out?
啊，这里有讲了几个原因啦。
And so here talked about a few reasons.
啊，时间不多，我们就简单，你们就抄一抄哦。
And so we don't have any time, so just copy down things.
第四节。
And verse 4.
他们的骄傲哦。
And their proudness.
第六节。
Verse 6.
他们的贪婪哦。
And their greediness.
第九节。
Verse 9.
他们倚靠财富哦。
And the covetousness.
不是。They rely on wealth 哦。
They rely.
写写变英文了。yeah.
They rely on what?
Rely on wealth.
They rely on wealth.
所以第四节是自高自大。
And so verse 4 is like they were proud.
第二是第六节，他们诡诈，他们诡诈贪婪。
Verse 6 they were greedy.
第九节是他们倚靠钱财。
And verse 9 that they rely on wealth.
然后第十二节是他们非常的 violent， 他们的充满了暴怒啊。
And verse 12 they were extremely violent.
然后第十五节
，verse 15，
他们会恶意害人
，and they will intentionally harm other people。
然后第十八节
，verse 18，
他们崇拜偶像
，and they worship idols。
好，所以在这里呢，神把加勒底人的恶行也一一列出来。
And so here God had listed out all the evil ways of the Chaldeans.
所以我们今天每一个人要与他们做警告。
And so that we should take it as a warning.
虽然你在做圣工。
Although you're still doing holy work.
好像在工作，在完成神的旨意哦。
And it seems like you're completing the will of God.
但是在没有人看到的部分。
But the part that people cannot see you.
如果你很骄傲。
So if you're very proud.
如果你很诡诈。
And if you're very evil.
如果你的倚靠不是神，而是靠着人啊，靠着各种的外在的方法。
And if you rely not on God but only external things.
或者是啊，你脾气很暴躁啊，做圣工还欺负人。
Or maybe you have a violent temperament and then you pick on other people.
假见证陷害人。
You're bearing false testimony to hurt others.
甚至你心中有偶像，而这偶像可能就是你自己。
And maybe you have idols in your heart and then that idol may very well be you.
又要再强调一次啊，我觉得这个非常重要。
And I need to reemphasize this again. This is very important.
请不要把这是神的旨意挂在你的嘴上。
And as members, do not constantly say that this is God's will.
因为这可能会要了你的灵命啊。
And because that would take your spiritual life.
除非你很有把握。
And if you are very confident.
就像你可以跟人家鼓励说，我们要成为圣洁是神的旨意。这句话你要说，而且要常常说。
And you can say that we need to be holy because this is the will of God, and you can say that often.
我们要努力走在真理当中。你可以讲这是神的旨意。
And we have to walk hard in the pathway of truth.
剩下的你个人的意见就说是你个人的意见。
But any of your personal opinion, you could just say that this is your personal opinion.
不要把自己当成。不要让自己变成偶像。
And do not allow yourself to be idols.
所以这里是讲到加勒底人为什么最后会被抛掉啊。
And this is talking about the Chaldeans, why at last they will be thrown out.
因为神说时候要到。
And God says the time is here.
审判要临到。
And the judgment will come.
个人要按自己的行为被审判。
So everyone will be judged based on their own actions.
义人被审判。
The righteous will be judged.
因为他是义的，所以他要得到救恩。
Because he is judged and he shall receive the salvation.
犹太人的恶人被审判。
And the wickedness of the Jewish people will be judged.
所以神要借着加勒底人刑罚他们。
And so, God will use the Chaldeans to punish them.
加勒底人因为行恶。
Because the Chaldeans are acting in evil ways.
所以到最后，神的愤怒也要临到他们。
And at the end, the wrath of God will come upon them as well.
所以在这里要给我们一个观念啊。
So here we should have a concept.
你完成神的托付的工作，不代表。不代表你不会受到刑罚哦。
Once you complete the entrusted work of God, may not necessarily mean that you would go and be unpunished.
这句话我要重新再讲。
So I need to repeat this again.
犹大卖主，最后救恩成就，不代表犹大没事哦。
And Judas betrayed the Lord, and to fulfill the salvation, it doesn't mean that there's nothing wrong what happened to Judas. And we will not take a certain conclusion to judge a person. And Judas betrayed the Lord Jesus. At the end, the salvation was fulfilled. And this is the wisdom of God. But Judas will be responsible for his actions. And just like today, if you rebuke somebody, and you're slamming the table in church and yelling at one person, and so the other member feels very bad and went home and prayed, and God allowed him to see a vision, or God comforted him. And you cannot say that if I didn't yell at this person, that other member would not be comforted. And so providing comfort, it's something from God. But because of your action, you will be judged. And so at the end, everybody would be judged accordingly based on their own deeds.
这个哈巴谷先知的答案.
And so this was the answer that God gave to Habakkuk.
很可惜的, 这哈巴谷书最有名, 大家最喜欢的一句话, 我们没有讲啊.
And it's very sad that the most famous phrase from Book of Habakkuk that we did not talk about.
但是我们还是要给它念一下, 哦?
And maybe we should just read it. And let's turn to Habakkuk chapter 3. And after we read this, then we can be off class. And maybe the homework can be you write this passage for 100 times. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 13. 17 to 19. Though the fig tree may not be blossom, nor fruit can be on its vines, through the labor of the olive may fail, and the field yield no food, through the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet, and he will make me walk on my high hills.
这是哈巴谷书最后的结论.
And so this was the conclusion of Habakkuk.
但是我们其实不用谈它.
But we don't need to talk about it.
我知道你们都很喜欢这句话.
And I know that all of you love this passage.
但是其实这个观念我们从第一节课就开始讲了.
But this concept, we started talking about it from the very beginning.
就是忍耐到底. 必然得救.
And whoever persevere to the very end shall be saved.
但是为什么你能忍耐呢?
But why can you persevere?
因为你知道你的神绝不会犯错,
and because you knew that your God will not make a mistake, so that's why you persevere.
不管你遇到什么样的环境, 遇到什么样的灾害,
and you knew that it doesn't matter what condition or environment or calamity you come across.
你知道爱你的神一定有很重要的意义,
you knew that the God that loves you would have his more important will.
所以你跟我, 我们从不白白受苦,
so you and I would not suffer in vain. But in affliction, we can see the assignment that's arranged by God. And so that's how you can persevere to the end. And let's pray in silence.